Good morning. It's great to have you aboard here on the WIB Wake Up Show on this Friday. March Madness is underway with high school basketball. The college tournament's going to get started. And the weather is just what it is, right? I mean, it's kind of like November, except it's the spring end of it. So 13 degrees, winter weather advisory in effect, 9 o'clock tonight until noon tomorrow. But the good thing out of that, Jason Cairns, since we start the best 5 minutes of the day, is it's that there might be, you know, a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of some ice buildup, but little or no snow and sleet accumulation. So that's good.
I think so. You know, I get a little nervous when it gets to be icy. So
yeah.
I have to keep an eye on the morning, see what's going on there.
Right. For sure. Be careful. All right. Well, 14 before 6 o'clock in the morning, and we've got some choices this morning. When we would try to... the parenting of younger kids, we would say, you have two choices. Yeah, I remember that. But so we can go with the Chuck DeGroat Falling into Goodness, which was really good yesterday, or we can continue on with Colossians 2. So I'm going to let you be the quarterback.
Oh, my gosh. You're putting a lot on me. You know, I read through the Chuck DeGroat thing this morning, and I'd love to do that again. I think it's a good thing for us to touch on. I know it gets to be a little long, but I think it's a good devotional.
I'm going to let you be the... I'm Matt LaFleur. Yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers, except you're taller, I think, than Aaron.
Right, right. I feel more like Bart Starr. So.
Well, Bart Starr's on the other side now, so... All right, Bart, go ahead. What do we got for Chuck DeGroat's Falling into Goodness Lenten devotion today?
So the verse is Genesis 2:7, and it says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." And Chuck wrote, "Theologians for millennia have been fond of the language of original sin to describe humanity's broken condition. Fair enough. The great country parson and poet George Herbert once wrote, 'I cried when I was born, and every day shows why.' There is an unmistakable brokenness in the world. We see it every day in systems embroiled in racism, politics of self-interest, war, poverty, rampant consumerism, and more. More and more, however, I find myself speaking of original creatureliness. From the dust we came, from the ground we arose, and into this dusty earth God breathed his life-giving spirit, animating us and lifting us and ennobling us into ambassadorship as his image-bearers. But our origins are humble, nevertheless. We are humus, of the earth, the humble ones. The original creatureliness is your birthright and greatest gift. It is not a picture of your badness, though. You see, some of us are quite obsessed with feeling bad about ourselves. We may even adopt a theology that emphasizes just how awful we are. One minister even told me we need to be reminded of our sinful lowliness every day. The poor man was one of the crankiest Jesus followers I ever met. I don't know if you recall this, but when God looked upon everything he made, he said that it was all very good, not mediocre, not I could have made their ears look a little bit less awkward, not I should have gone with three nostrils. No, very good. No qualifications, no revisions. He adored what he made. Our human problem called sin is that we run from our original creatureliness. We flee our very good design. And when we run from it by trying to become something we're not, we disrupt and even mock the divine design with ripple effects through the whole world. From Cain's murder of Abel to racist systems today, sin's original bite reverberates. So here is today's invitation to you. Embrace your creatureliness, admit your limitations, acknowledge the ways in which you've tried to avoid them, and hear the Spirit whisper to you, you are enough, just as God created you, just as you are."
Well, you've read it twice now, once to yourself and once to us. So, Jason Cairns, I'll give you just my initial thought is just the idea of some of the reading I've been doing lately is reminding us that we're not just, everybody is an image bearer, and that's important, but we're all broken image bearers. And so...
Right.
And so our relationship between us and us is broken, between us and God, between us and every other person. And it's a work, you know, certainly thank God for the cross. But beyond that, sanctification takes longer than any of us would want it to.
Right. And I think when we pretend otherwise, either that we're worse than we are or we're better than we are, we aren't living from that true and honest place. And I think Chuck is inviting us into being authentic and honest with who we are before God and one another.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. So, thanks for sharing this morning.
You bet.
Yeah, I guess it probably will be icy. We'll still be under that winter weather advisory tomorrow, but we'll talk during the day about breakfast plans.
Sounds good. Very
Thank you. All right. Thanks. Our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. You have your copy of Letters to the Beloved yet? It's a devotional commentary, and it took him 6 years to write, so check it out. It's on Amazon, and learn more at jasoncans.com. His other great book, which is wonderful this time of the season as you think about Lent, but Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, is based on John 13 through 17. Real quick before birthdays, he's here early. The entrepreneur I mentioned, Chris Solberg from One Source Imaging, downtown Eau Claire. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mark.
Welcome back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome back. Hey, so One Source Imaging, kind of tell us a little bit about the business. I talked about you launched the thing in ninth grade, so that's pretty entrepreneurial. And so that's a fun story, showing up at a teacher's convention in Eau Claire's. But tell us about the business kind of today. So what is it? We're talking about One Source Imaging.
Yeah, well, we've grown over the years. So now we have the full line of desktop printers by your HP, Canon, Brother, and all kinds of other manufacturers, along with all of the supplies that they use, you know, whether it's ink or toner or your copy machine supplies, fabric ribbons, labels, checks, a whole range of supplies that you use in your office or at home.
It's been a tough couple of years for everybody in business, right?
Yeah, it has. But thankfully, we were able to make it through it pretty well. We had a time where a lot of our businesses were, you know, a lot of our customers have unfortunately were shut down for a while, but they've come back along with everybody else. And we are, we're on the right track and moving forward.
All right. Now, some people think you'll hire just anybody because I work there, but maybe you need to just clarify. So you won't hire just anybody, but you do have an opening right now. So.
Yeah, actually, we do. Most likely a part-time opening, possibly full-time for the right person, but looking for somebody in the office to help do administrative work and maybe some customer service and someone who's detail-oriented, friendly, professional. Yeah, so
absolutely.
If you're the right person, let us know.
All right. And One Source Imaging, you can contact us on Facebook, et cetera. And so clarify the prizes in terms of we got three different times. You're going to shoot before 7. Shannon's going to be here to shoot before 9. And then later today, I guess your wife Janelle is going to be here. So talk about the prizes, the incentives today.
Sure. Yeah, since it's just a day sponsorship this year, it's a little bit different than we've done in the past. But nonetheless, have a $10 gift certificate for each of the three shooting times today.
So we'll draw Mona from Sheldon is in already, but $2 per made basket, but we need some others. So 3, 9, 6, 16, 70. But yeah, from among them, somebody's going to win a 10 and then again before 9. But then the grand prize at the end of the day.
Yep, the grand prize is a free ream of paper to get you started on your printing, along with a $40 gift certificate, good for any of those products. For most home users, that would get you a either a full set of cartridges or something close to that. If you choose our remanufactured ink, which gives you a much better value than the name brand cartridges, you'll get sometimes more ink for the same price, or you'll get the same amount of ink for a much lower price.
So it is a great deal, and a lot of satisfied, as we tell people, bankers, lawyers, and accountants using that, right? So,
yep, exactly.
All right. So, again, that's what you've got as an incentive today. So you never know. Get behind Chris with your support, and we appreciate him getting here early in the morning. All right. We're firing up the music. Chris Solberg's had some warm-ups. Now, Chris, one last here. It sounds like you've shot fairly well so far.
Yeah, this morning. I don't want to jinx it, but yeah, I haven't missed one this morning.
Wow, he hasn't missed one in practice. All right, the red light is on. It gets tougher now. And so here we go, raising money for Wibben Corporate. Underhand. Oh, looking underhand. There it goes. The first one is good. One for one. The next one is up, and he's two for two. He's just got a nice soft touch. It's working well here in the little Tykes hoop. He is, oh, two for three. Hit off the back part of the rim. Two for three, and now he's three for four. Almost looks like he's bowling, but it's a basketball shot, and he got it 4 out of 5. Very impressive style. And now let's have him come over to Mike's side, and we'll get the post-shot analysis. Pretty good style. So that's how you were practicing. No thoughts of overhand, all underhanded.
No, that underhand has worked for me over the years, and I don't know what it is. I just had that one that banked off the back. Other than that, I had the swisher on number three.
Well, you know, if the one-source imaging doesn't work you out, you may want to consider, you know, pursuing professional Little Tykes basketball.
Little Tykes would be the way it would be. Could never do the real thing.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, Chris, thanks so much for coming in early this morning. And also for one-source imaging consistently year in and year out, being there. Again, one final word here, I guess, about one-source imaging.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you having us in. And yeah, you know, great prices on ink cartridges, on toner cartridges, free delivery to local businesses, free shipping nationwide if you know somebody elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Our listener line is 396-1670, but one source,
838-0986.
There you go. Yeah. Chris, thanks so much. And again, congratulations to Mona and Sheldon. She gets the $10 gift certificate, but hang in there, Vicky. You're in there for the big drawing later today before 5 with Paul Anthony for the $40 gift certificate and the ream of paper. So thanks so much, Chris. We'll hear from Shannon from the front desk. She'll be joining us after 8. Our guest shooter at 8:45.
Was it last Friday that I nearly wrecked on the way to work?
It was last Friday that you shared your story of the road.
Yeah. Another fun and games with cable. No one's going to want to ever take a ride from me again. So last night, go out to do the game at Colfax. Thank you again to Colfax High School for hosting us. They were absolutely phenomenal.
And I heard you. It was an exciting game.
It really was. And congratulations to the McDonald Max as they move on to the sectional final, the Lady Max last night.
The fans were loud.
They really were. They really were. It was a packed gym. And so I'm coming back from that. And again, emotions running high. It was a great game. And I'm coming back and realize, hey, I'm feeling a bit peckish. I'm a little bit hungry. And start thinking, man, I might like a Subway sub. Trying to think, where's a Subway that's actually still open at this time of night? And also, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm not good with directions whatsoever. And so I used the GPS to get me to Colfax High School, and it took me along 53 and 40 and I think Highway B, and you might see where this is going. But on the way back, I thought, you know what? It's good to stretch yourself, Caleb. So I didn't turn on the GPS and thought, I know my way back.
Okay.
Well,
uh-oh.
It's dark. It's not light any longer. It's dark. And I was talking to my wife, and I was thinking about a Subway sub. And I'm pretty sure I missed my turn. Again, without the GPS, pretty sure I missed my turn. And I told my wife, hey, I'm going to have to let you go. And I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to realize I can't figure out where I'm going. I'm going to turn on the GPS, and I'm going to actually order my Subway sub from the app. Now, if you know anything about my history with Subway and their app, you know that we've come a long way, the fact that I actually would be considering using that thing again. But I thought, okay, the safe thing to do is to pull over. I know it's late at night and country roads and such, but do the safe thing, pull over, turn on the GPS, order your sub on the app. Don't do any of that while you're driving. So I was trying to be safe and careful. And so, again, I just took a wrong turn and realized, oh, shoot, I'm not on what I think was supposed to be Highway B. And I turned on this little side road, thought I'm just going to pull over, and then I will get on my merry way after I've put in my Subway order and got the GPS up and running. Well, here's something that I found out. Again, I didn't grow up in a big suburban area, a big metropolis.
Nice lake.
But there's a difference between country roads, Halvo, and highways and city roads. Country roads do not have a shoulder, a paved shoulder.
Ah.
And so as I was gliding to what I thought was the shoulder of the road, I realized that what I thought was cement, with just a little bit of glaze of snow over the top, was not cement, was not a shoulder. Country roads do not have a shoulder, friends. They have a ditch. And in that ditch is several feet of snow.
Oh, no.
And before I knew it, as I'm just gliding over trying to be safe, I was buried up to my headlights in snow because I had two wheels hanging off the side of the road and two, again, up to the headlights of the station vehicle in the snow, and I was stuck.
Wow.
Could not go forward without burying it even further in snow. Could not go backwards because the wheels just spin and spin and spin.
Oh, no.
What in the world? And just like that, I thought I was being safe, but instead, all of a sudden, I buried the vehicle. It is late at night. There is no one out there. No one out there at all. And it's, what in the world do I do? out
at night.
What
did you do?
Who do you think I called, Halvo? Who would come out and rescue a stranded employee who did something dumb with his vehicle? Who would come out at 9:30 at night?
Terry Stewart is one
possibility. Terry Stewart. I called Terry Stewart. And again, I knew Terry would be up. And Terry's told, this is the kind of boss Terry is. He says, any time of the day or night, if you need something, you call me. Mm. And so at 9:30 at night, way out somewhere around Colfax, I called Terry and I said, Terry, I'm in a bit of a jam. And he did not hesitate.
Wow.
He came out. He found where I was. Again, you know, you're getting settled in at home at night. You don't want to go out in the snow and the cold. But he came out. It took a while because apparently I didn't know where I was. And so to actually give him directions, I gave him poor directions because I gave him a road that I was not on. But eventually he found me and he, with his big truck, pulled me right out and said, don't worry about it. We'll be fine. And again, that's the kind of boss that I have, is someone who, even when his employee does something foolish, is going to come out to my rescue. So, thank you, Terry.
Well, it's humble of you to share.
Let's tie in a song for our buddy John Fields. Phillips, Craig, and Dean, just like my boss when I was in trouble and didn't deserve it, came out to me, mercy came running. It does. Well, it's that time of week. It's 9 before 8, 17 degrees here in the WIB Wake Up Show. It's time for our public service because we know there's so much going on in life. You can't possibly keep up with everything going on in the world. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We do that for you because we love you guys, but we also love you enough to respect your time. So we bring you all those details, everything you might have missed in condensed form, and we call it headlines. Here we go.
Massachusetts has been named the best state to raise a family.
Really? The best state to raise a family? It must also be the state with the worst internet access.
I guess.
Those coincide. You probably heard about this, but the Queen recently tested positive for COVID, but is feeling all right.
And once again, we have something in common. She has COVID. I had COVID. She has Corgis. I have a Corgi. She wears a crown. I eat at Burger King.
You know what? You guys, you must be in line to the throne, Halvo.
I guess. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day and dropped the schedule from 162 games to likely 156 games at the most.
That's a lot of $15 hot dogs that'll go to waste.
I guess.
Well, welcome to March.
I've definitely got to go on a diet. I thought the saying was, in like a lion, out like a lamb chop.
Might want to double check that.
Well, Fitbit just recalled over 1 million iconic smartwatches because they may be... they may burn their wearers. Ouch.
Yeah, I think burning calories shouldn't involve actual burns.
Amazon. Go ahead.
Yeah, Amazon just announced that it is closing its 68 physical bookstores.
Yeah, sad. My guess is they keep losing business to Amazon.com.
Very possibly.
And finally, NASA's manned mission to the moon is probably not happening until 2026.
I bet if we set up a GoFundMe that shoots Putin to the moon by the end of this year, we'd raise billions.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We have a guest in studio for Hope and Hoops.
Yeah, Shannon Berman from One Source Imaging, downtown Eau Claire. I not only work here, but I work with Shannon at One Source. Great coworker. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in here bright and early. Now, our boss, Chris Solberg from OneSource on OneSource Imaging Day for our March Hope and Hoops, was in here earlier. He wanted me to tell you he went 4 for 5 on the Little Tykes basket. So.
That's wonderful. No pressure.
Yeah, right. No pressure.
Well, Shannon, when's the last time that you shot a basket on any hoop or a Little Tykes hoop more specifically?
Well, Little Tykes has been quite a while because my children are grown and out of the house. So our youngest daughter graduated a few years ago, so I bet you it's about 3 or 4 years, maybe.
Okay, okay. So how are you feeling about your chances to go 5 out of 5 and beat Chris?
Oh, it's got to happen today.
It's got to happen. Chris tried the one-handed underhand toss is what he did. But what we've got from all our pledgers, and then we got plenty of room here, we got Mona from Sheldon, and she'd already won, so we need some others to jump in.
Yeah.
A $10 gift certificate for One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire. And then, Shannon, it's going to be a $40 gift certificate. At the end of the day, we'll take all the pledgers who come in at 396-1670, the talk and text line. $40 gift certificate plus a whole ream of paper. So that's 500 sheets. That'll get you by a long time.
That'll work for a while. Absolutely.
And again, both of you guys working for One Source Imaging, we talk about supporting local. And it's more than just foodstuffs, too. When you're supporting local, how about buying your ink and toner from a local company and saving a lot of money while doing it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You'll save a lot of money. And you know what? We give top-notch customer service as well.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys both are part of that. So here's the thing. Let's make the phones ring at 715-723-2555. Or you can text if that's easier for you, 715-396-1670, 396-1670 to text in a pledge for Shannon from One Source Imaging today for a chance to win those prizes. And of course, you are supporting 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB Radio. We would love to have you pledge online if that's easier for you at wwib.com/hope, wib.com/hope. Michelle and I were working hard on this yesterday to make sure it's even easier to use. So if somebody wants to use that, that would encourage us to.
All right, please do. Let's get behind Shannon. She'll shoot around 8:45. Best of the week, I think, to follow her today.
Well, we're not going to ask Shannon from One Source to give us a cabin fever screen, but we are going to ask her to tell us a little bit more about what you guys do there at One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, a great local business. You've been around for a lot of years. In fact, I believe the owner, Chris Solberg, started this in high school, if memory serves, and now you guys serve businesses, you serve just residents too who have a home printer. You can save people a lot on ink and toner. And you were telling me off the air, you didn't realize how much there was to know until you started talking to some local experts there at One Source when you started that job.
No, absolutely. Whoever knew that a printer and ink toners had so much components that go with it and this and that and different things that work and certain things don't, and then you can interchange something. And you know, and I always think when people come in with a question, and I don't know, and I'm like, well, nobody's going to know that. And I look at Chris, and he just flips it off the tongue.
Yeah.
He just knows.
I mean, it's so different, the level of service you're going to get from a local company as opposed to a big stock box store, as opposed to ordering online. It's not always just buying products. It's having local expertise and someone real to actually answer the phone.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that Chris offers free delivery as well.
So, wow.
I mean, who does that as far as the big box stores?
And I believe free nationwide delivery if you know anybody out of town maybe who owns a business, but also they'll deliver it locally for free as well to you. So
yep, sure will.
Yeah. One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, and we are giving away a $10 One Source Imaging gift certificate. You can use that on your next ink or toner purchase, but also everybody who pledges today entered to win a $40 One Source Imaging gift certificate. That should completely take care of your next ink or toner purchase for you, and also a free ream of paper, 500 sheets there as well. Shannon, we'd love to get some pledges behind you at 715-396-1670. Maybe we'll let you warm up a little bit here and see how you're feeling. Chris did 4 of 5, so the goal is to beat that.
Wonderful. Sounds good.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show, 18 past 8 o'clock, 19 degrees outside right now, and we are joined by Leslie Longenecker. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Caleb.
And you are from the Elk Mound area, correct?
Correct.
So we heard from your husband, Alan, this week about a fundraiser called Cancer Doesn't Stand a Chance. And this is for your son, Chance, who's 16. Tell us a little bit about his story, would you, and what's gone on in the past several months for your family.
Absolutely. So Chance got diagnosed with a rare bone cancer called osteosarcoma. Everything started like the beginning of December. You know, his knee was hurting, and, you know, we just kind of chalked it up to growing pains, being a boy and 16. And then, like, mid-January, we noticed there was some swelling and pain. And so we went to the doctor and had an MRI done on the 20th, and they found a massive bone tumor in his femur. So originally they were suspecting it was like a muscle tear or ligament tear and turned out to be a tumor. So we started, the local radiologist in Eau Claire had said, you know, this is rare. You know, this is something you need to go to a big name facility, someone that specializes in this, and you need to go now.
And what did you find out?
So he has a massive tumor in his left femur, as well as tumors in every lobe of his lungs. And then he also has one in his right thigh. Mm.
And again, just 16 years old.
Yep. Yeah, and up to this point, I mean, he's healthy, active, you know, and everything just went for a whirlwind.
What was your initial reaction and chances, if you're willing to share, when you get this diagnosis and probably far worse than anything you'd thought.
Shock. Kind of in disbelief going, okay. I knew something wasn't right when, you know, at the radiology place, you know, they brought me back so I could actually look at the screens. And I saw the radiologist tech kind of move Kleenex towards me. And I went, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of shock. It was a lot of, okay, you know, what do? We got to go after this. We got to figure out what it is. You know, what do?
And what have been the next steps? So what's the journey right now, as we will be telling folks shortly here about a fundraiser to help your family? What's life like right now in terms of when they say you need to go to a big name medical facility? I mean, there's travel and there's expense involved. What is life like for the Longenecker family right now?
Well, currently, Chance and I are in Rochester right now.
Hmm.
So we started chemo the beginning of February. So he has to have, I think, a total of 8 cycles of chemo, and each cycle is 5 weeks long. So in that 5 weeks, we might be home 18 days. Because all of the chemo has to be done in the hospital.
Yeah.
So we have the cycle, and then we're looking at the end of April, he will have to have surgery to remove the tumor in his leg.
So we're talking not only extensive medical bills too, but travel costs, lodging costs, food. When you're not home, all of those costs just really, really go up. What has your community done? Again, we want to bring you on here today to let people know about the Cancer Doesn't Stand a Chance fundraiser. Tell me about that, how the community's rallying around you and how people can help.
The community has been amazing. There was, you know, the whole auction, benefit auction, started from an idea that a wonderful man, Michael Jensen Jr., had. He owns a farm,
mm-hmm.
And they sell beef. He wanted to donate a quarter beef to us, you know, and we had recently bought beef, and we just went through hunting season. So we didn't have the room for it. So he asked if we could auction it. So he contacted an auction group that he has used in the past, and they said, absolutely, we'd be willing to auction it. Let's open it up to anyone who wants to donate, and we'll just run a big benefit auction.
Wow.
So everything just kind of snowballed from an idea.
And so, again, all sorts of items from all over the place, and a lot of different donors have gone into this auction. Where can people find it? How long does it last?
So you can find the auction at HansonAuctionGroup.com. Bidding is open right now, and it will run until March 14th at 6 p.m. So if you want to actually go to the auction group site itself, they do have an open house during their normal business hours from 8 to 4, and then items have to be picked up on Wednesday, March 16th, between 8:30 and 3:30. And they will have heavy equipment there to help with loading if needed.
Fantastic. Again, Cancer Doesn't Stand a Chance, the opportunity to help the Longenecker family and Chance, the 16-year-old with osteosarcoma. And finally, before we let you go, Leslie, what are ways that people can keep in touch with your family? I believe I saw a Facebook group as well for folks who want to keep in touch with your family's story and with needs that come up.
Yep, we have a Facebook group called Cancer Doesn't Stand a Chance. And then I also have set up a Caring Bridge site under Chance Peters, and then I share all of the posts to the Cancer Doesn't Stand a Chance.
And I believe also there's a bank account set up as well, too, for those who'd like to give just financial gifts as well.
Yes, there is a Chance Benefit account set up at Wisconsin Credit Union. You can go to any credit union or even your own bank and say you want to donate. On the group, there is the address that you can send right to the bank if you wanted to.
Fantastic.
Or you can always reach out to me if you don't feel like going through the bank. I'd be more than willing, you know, to talk to anyone.
And what's the best way to get in touch with you, Leslie?
You can find me on Facebook is probably easy. Otherwise, email also, LeslieLongenecker@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Leslie, thank you for joining us. We're certainly going to be covering your family in prayer. Again, your son Chance, for those just joining us, 16 years old and diagnosed with a very rare form of bone cancer. We know there's a long road ahead of you, but we know who our God is, and we're certainly asking him for mercy and healing for your son, provision for you and your family. We're hoping lots of people will support this online auction as well.
Yeah, and we definitely, you know, thank everyone for the prayers. He's in so many prayer groups. You know, our local church has been absolutely wonderful. You know, we believe in a miracle working God, and, you know, he has been our rock and our foundation through all of this.
Amen. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Caleb.
That's Leslie Longenecker here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We are trusting for brighter days for their family. This is Blessing Offer.
Hi, my name is Connie Davis, and I have cabin fever. I need to get out. Thank you. Bye.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
It's time for Hope and Hoops. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock and Focus on the Family. Last chance to pledge at 715-396-1670. Looks like we have one more here on the text line from Anne. She says $5 per make and $3 per miss. Thank you so much, Anne. And even Ask Shannon from One Source is shooting. You can get in 715-396-1670. It will count. But you know what? Hava will let you do the play-by-play because I did plenty last night.
Gotcha.
Shannon, feeling good. Let's go.
Shannon Berman donning the red sweatshirt this morning. The first one is good. One for one. Trying to match
good
or
start.
Beat boss Chris Silver, who I sure is tuned in from One Source Imaging. She's two for two. The underhand approach is what they are liking from One Source today. She's three for three.
Oh.
She is showing us perfection, Caleb. Two more to go. The next one is Aaron's good. Here it is. For the complete 5 for 5, the underhand toss is good. She banked it off the backboard. She shows us how to do it.
5 for 5, perfection for Shannon from One Source. Ladies' Day was yesterday, but Shannon's showing up.
Yes, exactly.
Let's get a little post-game reaction here.
Let's hear you, Shannon. 5 for 5, what was the secret to your success?
Purely driven by
when you can beat the boss, it's a good
day.
There we
go.
Right?
There we go. That sounds like a new promotion. Beat the boss.
And maximum amount raised for WIB Incorporated, too, with all makes. Thank you so much, Shannon.
It was my pleasure.
That was great. Wonderful job. You know what? We'll get one more song in, but first, it's our morning tradition. We're not going to skip it here on a Friday, even if it's a tad later than normal, Havo. This is your labor of love every single week.
Here is the best of the week. Good morning to Mabel Louise.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be back in my old seat.
Hello, this is Becky Frenette, and I have cabin fever. It's making me howl at the moon.
Travion Williams, ready to launch. He does. Intercepted by Wall.
Told you before how much Arlo loved his pet bed, and even when, because again, MyPillow makes everything washable and dryable, right? When Lindsay would take it away to wash it, he's got those big brown doggy eyes just like, why are you taking my bed?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm from Barron, and I have work cabin fever.
Good morning, this is Linda from Chippewa Falls. God bless you for all you do, and I really appreciate all the programming. I listen to this radio station probably 12 hours out of the day because I work from home, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate all you do for our community and for our Lord. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, this is Jody Wellscoff with a little cabin fever down here in Oliva. Ah!
Mabel Louise, 99 years young. And I want to read what Todd from Rice Lake said this morning when making his pledge. He said, this is Todd Arneson in Rice Lake pledging a $99 gift for Mabel Louise's Hope and Hoops appearance, whether she makes any shots or not. He said, WWIB has been a gift and a blessing for generations of my family. Thank you to Mabel Louise and Warren for your obedient risk. I love that term, your obedient risk, so many years ago.
Hello, my name is Travis, and this is my cabin fever string.
Bucks are going to have a chance to get the win here with 6 seconds left. It's Holiday driving in, floats it off.
Boom!
And good! With 1.9 seconds to go, the Bucks have taken the 1-point lead. Here's the three-quarter court shot. It's no good. The Bucks have scaled the mountain.
Hello, my name is Melinda Spori, and this is my cabin fever screen.
What you and Warren started nearly half a century ago seems now more important than ever.
Exactly. That
gospel hope go out all throughout the world and then in our corner of it here in Western and Central Wisconsin.
And you know what? Now's the time for those of us who love Jesus to shine, to share, and to be excited about the fact that everything is okay because we have the Lord.
Hi, this is James Doro and my wife and 4 kids. We are small dairy farmers in Gilman, Wisconsin, and we are going to do our best cabin fever scream. Thank you.
Love that. Cabin fever screams interspersed with the best of the week.
There you go.
Again, your weekly labor of love. We just heard from Jackie. She says, yeah, I love hearing the weekly highlights.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jackie.